Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say that is what I've done.
What have you done with, Kelly?
Listening to you repeat yourself over and over again, saying, "What are you done with?"
She's done with it.
It's bloody annoying.
Are you done with it, Kelly?
Yeah, completely.
So if I asked,
hurry up.
Sorry.
Yep.
So you keep
get
talking,
on with it.
But you keep talking, so I'm trying to do it.
Yeah.
Here you go. What? Yeah. Sorry, I'm still hearing noise out the phone.
Oh, far out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
I'm so sorry for taking you to a level of frustration, Kelly, but you did win. We did stop saying, what are done with?
What are you done with? We'll take a big long break, Tom, after that, after the complaints we got yesterday.
You can actually see the video of that as well on Facebook if you'd like to, at Tom
be
and
more
Ollie
annoyed.
With a Y. Yeah, why not? Why not? Ollie, we have questions on this show. That's what we do.
Yeah.
The questions tonight, what did you sit on?
What'd you sit on?
What's the habit you keep calling someone out for? What's the best story ever? Like, I'm talking like fictional story, book, film, TV, that kind of thing.
But as well, Tom, Naughty After Nine's a big feature of this show.
Yeah.
And tonight's a big night for Naughty After Nine, or NAN, as the big fans call it, NAN. Yeah. Now, it's not a radio stunt.
No.
It just
so happened. We don't do radio stunts.
No, we don't. We wouldn't do a radio stunt.
We don't do stings, pranks, lols.
Oh, we do some pranks on Belle.
Oh, yeah, but she's different.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not a stunt. What's happened is I have booked an appointment with a hair specialist.
A beauty therapist.
And I am getting my crack looked after. And
let's just say bottom.
My bottom looked after with some hot wax. And a big whip away action.
But it's not a radio stunt, though.
No, my appointment happens to fall within the show confines, so about 9 p.m. And so the mics might be on, they might be here.
They'll probably be here and be on.
It might be captured, you know, in a video format. But it's not a radio stunt, it's just a bum whack.
Just want to make it loud and clear that we're not that show.
No.
We're not that show.
We wouldn't do that, Tom. What we do is ask questions. And we also ask the big questions. And that's why up next, we have a professor... Who has graced out...
Associate Professor?
Associate Professor. Is that different to Professor?
I don't know.
Let's ask Alan Duffy himself.
Yeah, good.
He is a man all about the cosmos, about the way our universe works.
And how about this? Up next, you're going to find out whether the magnetic poles are going to flip and turn the Earth on its axis. Probably getting a lot of those details wrong, but Alan Duffy will tell me what I got wrong up next. This is Jump, Van Halen, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Jump. Van Halen, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll ask what did you sit on very soon, as well as Deep Thought of the Week tonight, of course, Ollie. Because I should say, Ollie, it's Wacky Wednesday. Oh, God.
Watch out. Crazy things happen on a Wednesday, Tom.
They certainly do. And nothing crazier than having Associate Professor Alan Duffy in here. Thank you so much for coming in, Alan Duffy.
My pleasure. How crazy is this?
I know.
It's wacky.
Well, you've just had a baby, so thank you so much for coming in. This is insane.
It was really easy to run away from the screaming baby, yeah.
Well, Alan, we spoke to you last with the other huge science news that happened about a month ago. What was it again?
Was it SpaceX?
Yes.
SpaceX launch.
Now, there is news out, not today. Let's say, what was it?
Hang on, before we get into this news, Ollie, can we just figure out what his title actually is? Is it Associate Professor, is that less than a professor? Like, so does that mean you're...
Assistant to a professor?
Yeah.
Associate Professor is one below full professor.
Oh.
My other title is also Lead Scientist of the Royal Institution of Australia.
Oh, so that sounds better.
It depends who I want to impress.
Lead Scientist.
Yeah.
Lead Scientist is good.
So you're almost a full professor.
Yeah, I'm not quite a baby professor, maybe like a teenager professor,
professor. Are you going to be a full professor?
Hey, look, if anyone wants to make me a full professor right now, I'll take it.
Yeah. What do you have to do to be a full professor?
We'll do it.
Write a lot more research papers.
Yeah, stuff that.
Okay. Well, why don't you write about the bloody axes of the axi? How do we say this? They're flipping.
Well, this is... I was reading news.com, right? And this came up.
Ignore Alan. Let's hear what news.com's got to say, Tom.
This is the reason why I got him in here, Ollie. It says here, new research throws cold water on magnetic pole reversal fields. And I'll just say the first sentence... A debate is waging about the fate of the magnetic force that blankets the Earth and governs some of our most vital technology. Mm-hmm. Alan Duffy, are we all dead?
Well, not yet.
Literally.
Okay. But, you know, after this break, find out.
Cool.
So the idea is the Earth has a magnetic field that protects us from radiation from space.
Okay.
And there's a north and a south pole, right? Those are the two main facts. You might not be aware, but these poles do flip.
Didn't know this.
And
does that mean literally positive and negative flip? So it's like north positive and south negative?
Yeah, if you like. So your compass, if you ever did scouts or whatever, that compass will point the wrong way when these poles flip. North will become south and south will become north.
What are the scouts going to do?
Well, compass manufacturer is going to have a field day. They get to sell a whole new set.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
It's all conspiracy.
But if you're thrifty, you'll just say, guys, if it says north, go south.
Yeah, that would be the smart thing to do. Yeah. Just change the label of N to S.
Like
yeah.
Public schools will do that. Private schools will get a whole new set of compasses.
No comment. So, but this is actually happening right now. The South Pole is currently wandering north. It's left.
What?
It has actually left the South Magnetic Pole, I should say, not the South Pole.
Okay.
The South Magnetic Pole has left the Antarctic Circle, the ice sheets. It's on its way up actually towards Australia.
How long is it going to take to get to the north?
It's speeding up. It's going at 15 k's a year, which is...
That's actually quite fast. Fast. That's really slow. Far, though.
That's slow as.
No, but it's pretty fast.
That's like Tom in the swimming pool. It's just lagging
don't
behind.
Don't bring up my swimming.
But, Alan, is anything physically moving, or is it all just, you know, in the atmosphere? What is it?
Yeah, that's right. So there's the Earth won't flip. This is just the Earth magnetic field.
The field.
The field itself. So we... And, you know, there's been lots of doomsday reporting about this.
Yeah.
It's important to point out this has happened many times before. I mean, hundreds of times.
It says the last time the poles reversed was roughly 780,000 years ago. And historically, the magnetic north and south poles flip about every 300,000 years.
That's right.
So we're like way overdue.
Oh, apparently. We are overdue. Yeah. And it's worth bearing in mind that when it flips...
Yeah.
There is a period where the Earth's magnetic field will weaken.
Okay, great.
And there may be several North and South poles. So just at the equator, you might have a couple of new North poles pop up.
Oh.
What's this going to do to our technology if this ever happens?
Well, we don't know because we've never had technology in the past to be affected by this. But one issue may come. I don't think the magnetic field changing will necessarily be a problem for us. Some birds might get disorientated, for example, who use magnetic fields to navigate.
In cafes and stuff, or in your house, just banging into windows. More of that.
Just right into the window, absolutely could happen. Do you live in a real nice tower block?
No.
I was just wondering about that penthouse view you were sort of going with there. I don't know.
And with our new compass as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
This is actually a problem for our technology when we get a solar flare. So this is a storm from the sun.
Yeah.
Erupts and it slams into the Earth's magnetic field.
Yeah.
And usually that protects us. Now, sometimes it's failed.
Yeah.
And we've had blackouts. Our satellites have got wiped out. Most of Quebec and Canada went dark.
So the GPS on my grinder will stop working.
Oh no. The steps. How many steps away from Mr. X am I?
GPS in general will lose accuracy.
Oh my God.
But on grinder specifically, Alan, you're confirming that now for the gay community. They're in tatters.
We've got more Alan Duffy up next, associate professor, of course. We're going to talk about Australia's first space agency. Stick around. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Oh my God, grinder, what am I going to do? It's the impression that I get. The mighty, mighty Boss Stones. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We'll ask you to rock it or roll it on a brand new Arctic Monkey song from their the album that they just released, just Out of the Blue, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. It's called 4 out of 5. It'll be a great one to press play on very soon. But we've got Associate Professor Alan Duffy in the studio here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. And we'll ask right now, 133353, if you have any science-based questions. We're the first ever radio show to ever do science-based questions.
Yep.
Give us a call, 133353.
Now, would you say that you're Australia's sexiest scientist, Alan? Because I know Tom would vouch for that.
Yeah, definitely.
I certainly wouldn't say it, no.
No?
Who is Australia's sexiest scientist?
Because Dr. Carl, we've seen he was hot back in the day.
I was going to say, I don't want to objectify anyone. It's important to value people on their, you know, mental contributions.
Yeah, good comment.
Having said that, all of that, that picture of Dr. Carl, I know the exact one you're talking about. My God.
It's insane, isn't it?
But that's you now, just so you know. That's you now. So enjoy it while you're hot.
And of course, we're going to objectify people, mate. We're on, like, come on.
But mostly men. Mostly men. When it comes to you and me, Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gay. I'm quasi-gay.
Yeah.
Love a handsome man.
Totally.
And we've got one right here. But you've also got a brain, Alan. Tell us about the new news of Australia's space agency.
Yeah, so this is decades in the making. We finally have a national space agency. It's huge. This was the moment for some of my colleagues. They had literally spent a career working towards.
Wow.
They partied and everyone is feeling very relieved that we now have this promised and publicly stated space agency.
Is it called ARS, like the rumours have suggested?
The Australian Research and Space Exploration.
I just think that was the greatest line. Like, the moment that appeared on my Facebook feed, I was like, I really think we should do this. Because that would fund, the merch alone yeah. would fund the space agency.
If you don't know what we're talking about, when the space agency was released, the details about it, someone grabbed up spaceaustralia.com.au and created a thing called the Australian Research and Space Exploration, or as commonly known as ARS, and just started selling merch. It's very, very clever.
You love it, Tom.
What does this actually mean, though, for Australia in terms of, like, what's it going to do?
Primarily, it's not about, say, sending people in space. It's about creating jobs for those people here on Earth. Okay. So it's about bringing together industry, universities, anyone who builds satellites or uses data from space, and figuring out better ways to use that, better ways to, well, get economic benefits here on Earth.
Because currently, would most of our, are they called astrophysicists? What would you call someone that works about space stuff? The people who like work in space scientists? Stuff, right? Yeah, yeah, rocket right. science or whatever.
Rockets, yeah.
Space people. They're currently, what, going to NASA and stuff?
Yeah, so our best and brightest have to leave Australia.
No. Yeah, right.
Come home.
NASA, European Space Agency. Andrea Boyd, shout out for her. She's sitting in Dortmund at the moment in Germany.
Andrea,
Mission
yeah.
Control.
Yep, yep.
Look, the cool thing is we have a space agency that will hopefully begin to bring some of our best and brightest back. But it also means that we'll have more jobs here for Australians so that they never actually have to leave in the first place.
Mm. Well, apparently $26 million has been secured in budget funding. So we'll see what Australia's first space agency will hold very soon. But
that's
we're asking...
what SOS stands for, Save Our Scientists, originally. So let's just get them back here.
Get those scientists home.
Yeah. Now, 133353, Tom, as you said, we've got Alan here. So ask him any questions you have around the world of science.
As we said, first ever radio show to ask science-based questions.
It's a science hour.
It's insane. So,
Chris, what's your question for Alan Duffy, Associate Professor? Chris?
You're Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Alan. My question is, what science is based on your, your prediction on the poles changing? Because has it happened before, or is there scientific fact on this actually happening?
Mm. Yeah, Chris, that's a great question. The reason I can be so confident of something as incredible as that is the fact that we have evidence over many hundreds of millions of years of these reversals occurring. How we know that is because there are tiny, almost compasses in rocks that get aligned when the North Pole is, well, where it is at this point. And then over time, new rocks get laid down, lava flows, and we get these tiny magnetic compasses in the rocks, pieces of iron that line up with the field. And, you know, a million years later, the field's pointing a different way. So now we can see. So we have these layers of these, as I said, tiny little compasses in the rock strata. And that shows us how often it flips.
Alan, how do you take the implication in Chris's question that he just thought that your theory was made up of just, you know, your own thoughts?
I feel like the cynics do come out to play when you come in.
He just thought you were making it up.
He's right to challenge it. It is an outrageously cool idea.
Okay,
all right. Howard, you've also got a question about these magnetic fields flipping.
Yeah, thank you. I was just curious. So if north becomes south, does east then become west?
Ooh.
It would if the... Everyone's trying to mentally do that.
To do that. It's really weird.
That's right. If the Earth itself, the actual poles, the north and south poles turn, it's the magnetic poles that we're talking about. So not what the Earth spins about, but where your compass points to. And they are not the same thing.
I don't...
And so there's
everyone's still drawing.
Does that mean there's no east and west when it comes to magnets? Is that right?
There's a preference.
It's an axis, isn't it? So it's like it's a line.
You can have a rotational axis, but no, it's not really. Yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah,
great.
We'll just
question.
Avoid that.
Yeah, good. Avoid that completely. That's insane.
I beat Alan. Yeah,
you're a professor now.
Suck on that.
That's how it works. Yeah,
133353.
Associate.
Do you have any questions for Professor Associate Professor Alan Duffy? Give us a call. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's more than a feeling, Boston. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We will ask you to rock it or roll it very soon. And then we'll ask the question, what did you sit on? What did you sit on? Which is, you know, kind of embarrassing to say when you have an associate professor at Swinburne University and lead scientist of Australia's Science Channel, Associate Professor Alan Duffy, on the show. Well, thank you so much for hanging around. But I just want to say as well, Mr. Alan Duffy, your Twitter handle is @ProfAlanDuffy. Why is it not
misleading?
Why is it not @AsProf?
Asoc. Prof. A sock.
Building in.
And a picture of a sock. A sock proffer.
Would not be confusing in any way, right?
Associate professor.
I'm because I'm optimistic. I'm planning.
Optimistic, yeah.
Planning for the future.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Hey,
yeah,
now,
yeah.
While I got you here, you are a professor. You're very smart. Before we get to the questions we're getting from everyone calling in, we're having an interview party. We've announced it or launched it yesterday.
Yeah, this is so
we're having
exciting.
A huge party to celebrate the hard work we've done up until May.
Yeah.
And so we've got a small budget. We're trying to turn into a large amount of cash.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, as far as what you're good at and what do you know of, doesn't make sense. How much money can we make, or what's the best way to make fast cash with a small amount of money, in your opinion?
We've got like $250.
Wow. Okay. I mean, one great way would be to invest in Bitcoin a year ago.
Yeah. How about this year?
This year, more difficult. I guess maybe put money on the Hawks winning the grand final. I'm pretty sold on that.
Yeah. Mr. X to bloody Hawks gags.
Calm the Hawks. Classic. Hawkers.
Yeah. Oh, two big Hawks fans here. Tom loves Buddy Franklin playing for the Hawks.
And Jason Dunsell.
Look,
still playing, isn't he?
Franklin, he broke my heart.
Is he gone?
He's gone, Tom. Let's hear from Tony on 133353. That shows your knowledge. Tony, what's your question for Alan, Associate Professor Alan Duffy? A sock.
I just want to know if the poll's reversed, does that mean that when you flush the toilet, the water's going to spin in the opposite direction?
I love it. No, Tony, you should be fine with that. The toilet flushing on other sides of the earth, as in The Simpsons. Yeah, that doesn't actually happen. We do have storms that turn the other way, but that's because of what we call the Coriolis force. It takes a huge distance to begin to spin up, or to make that noticeable, that effect from the earth's spin. Your toilet bowl is unlikely to be big enough to actually have that Coriolis force. And if you are getting something similar to that, possibly get a plumber or a priest. There's some poltergeist activity going on.
There you go, Tony. Big relief for you there.
Thank you, guys. What a relief.
Okay, let's go. Chris on 133353. What's your question for Professor Alan Duffy?
Associate Professor.
Yes.
Sorry.
Hi. I've been thinking about this thought for years, and I'm thinking that the Earth is like a motor in a vehicle. Now, if you take out all the oil from the motor in a motor vehicle, it will stop. Now, will the same concept happen to the Earth? Because we are taking it, all this oil out, and it's a lubricant, isn't it?
Oh, Chris. So we have the motion of the Earth, and we call this the tectonic plates. So the actual plates themselves move. That's the surface of the Earth. And we think it's not oil, but actually water. That is the lubricant. And that's maybe one of the differences on Earth versus other planets in our solar system that don't appear to have tectonic activity, is because they don't have the water to act as the lubricant and keep those plates moving like WD-40 style.
Okay. Alan, how accurate is Chris's comparison of the Earth being like a car? How accurate is that? Are there wheels?
There's not wheels, but it does keep turning. So in that sense, not too bad, yeah.
Like a nursery rhyme about a bus and the wheels keep on turning.
Someone sung "Big Wheels Keep on Turning."
Someone sung that, Tom. That's right.
Thank you. Hey, Andy, what's your question for the aspirational Professor Alan Duffy?
Hi, my question is, what would happen to Earth if it got sucked into one of those big black holes out there?
Oh, this is right up your alley, Dr. Alan Duffy. Doctor, I've now upgraded you even further. But you do stuff about matter and dark matter and all that kind of stuff. Has it got to do with black holes?
Yeah, so black holes are the end state of the idea. If you just keep pushing ever more stuff into ever smaller volumes, eventually the gravity gets so strong that not even light can escape, and hence it's black.
Okay. Can the Earth get sucked into a black hole?
Yeah, if we were to come across a black hole, it would be incredibly unlikely, very, very rare. These aren't very common objects in our galaxies.
Right.
But yeah, if we were to slam into a black hole, then we would disappear down this gravitational black hole. We would be stripped apart. The Earth would be broken apart. And then even our atoms would be torn apart. In fact, we would become like spaghetti as we fell towards our doom in the black hole. Our feet, assuming we fell feet first, would be stretched away from our heads as they're closer to the black hole. So the force of gravity is a little stronger on our feet than our heads. And you get stripped in spaghetti, and then even your atoms, and then finally you disappear over the event horizon.
Well, before that happens, I know Tom is so keen for a photo with you, Alan, before your body gets wrecked.
I was just going to say, finally, I can actually be taller as one part of my life. That's great.
But be a larger spaghetti, like a linguine. Wouldn't be a spaghetti. It'd be a linguine or maybe a shell.
It'd be an angel hair for
Alan,
you.
Alan, thank you so much, Alan. You're very smart and you're very wise, and we'll get a photo and post it up on our socials.
Yeah, Prof Alan Duffy, if you want to go follow him on the socials. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks
and
so much
good luck with
me.
The kid as well. So exciting. Woo.
It's good times.
Yeah, so good.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Now, Tom, we're keen to get into some brand new music from Arctic Monkeys in a segment called Rock It or Roll It. But Alan Duffy, associate professor, we said goodbye to him, but he's snuck back in.
Aspirational professor.
You've snuck back in. What do you want to say?
I totally forgot. Launching an experiment to the space station on Sunday. I didn't plug it earlier. The high school students from Haileybury College, together with some of my Swinburne University students.
That's in Victoria.
Designed, built, and on Sunday will launch an experiment to the International Space Station. It'll be installed by astronauts on board the space station
our
heads. It's incredible.
But I don't get it. So you're sending something to the space station, from the space station.
No. It will launch from with NASA on the east coast of America. This will be Sunday about 7 p.m. our time. And we'll see this a live stream as it launches.
Okay, well, little plug there.
Prof Alan Duffy on Instagram. And what is it on Twitter?
AstroDuff.
AstroDuff.
Should be
not as good.
Should be Ask Prof.
ASOC. ASOC Prof. Thank you, Associate Professor Alan. Now you can go again for the second time.
No, I'm going to run off.
All right, okay. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie have questions. Right now they're asking, will you rock it? Rock it. Or roll it.
Now, Tom, this is very exciting. Arctic Monkeys are one of my favourite bands.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, a British band for young men. Although, I was surprised to learn Alex Turner, the lead singer, he's still only 32. Like,
that's insane.
They've had a stellar career for about 10 years now.
They had this song, Do I Want to Know. Crawling back to you.
Well, you could do a highlights reel of, you know, bloody 10, 20 singles. We won't
so
go into
many.
It.
There's
the
so
first
many.
Album from 2006, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, was a real angsty teenage thing they pulled out, and it really hit a chord with the young folk. Since then, they've had Favourite Worst Nightmare, Humbug, Suck It and See, AM. Their last album just came out on Friday called Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino.
Whoa.
It is a huge diversion, Tom, from their old sound.
Well, let's save all this for after we play it, I reckon.
Okay.
It's now your chance to have a say on the music. 133353. Do you want to rock this new song from the Arctic Monkeys or roll it away for good? What would you like to do? It's your only chance in this show.
Normally we play a bit of the hook song, the song, Tom, and then we keep chatting.
Yeah, but we don't need to because we need to go quickly. Okay, let's get into it now. It's new Arctic Monkeys here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
The song's called 4 out of 5, Tom. Pretty important.
Would you like to rock?
133353, give us a call. There it is, the new one from Arctic Monkeys. 4 out of 5 from the new album. It's a long one. Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. And that is part of Rock It or Roll It. So 133353, your chance to have your say on the music right now. What do you think? Rock it or roll it?
You're here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie have questions. Right now they're asking, will you rock it? Rock it. Or roll it?
Now, obviously, Tom, you and I have smashed that album a couple times in the car, at home.
Yeah, but Ollie, remember what we always say in this?
Well, we don't always. We used to be a very fair and impartial system of rocking it or rolling it, but we did go very heavy on the rocket last time and we shut down any roll-its.
I will never roll a song.
No, you won't.
On this station.
So you're going to...
Well, they say in Radio Ollie, always love the music that you play.
Yeah.
And all I could say is, Ollie, rock that one.
Yeah.
That is a rock for sure. That sound? Incredible.
Do you like the sound, did you?
Yeah.
It's a huge departure, Tom. You know, no more huge guitar riffs or like thumping bass lines that you might be used to from the last couple of albums from Arctic Monkeys.
Can I just remind us all of I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor? I bet that you look good on the dance floor. I don't know if you're looking for romance or I don't know what you're looking for. You know, you've got that into 4 out of 5, the new one from them.
The guitar's been replaced by suave lounge music. Harpsichords, piano was a lead instrument in writing the whole album for Alex Turner. But what do you think? We want to know what you feel about it. Rock it or roll it. Tom's saying rock it, of course. I'm saying rock it.
Of course.
We love it.
Of course we are.
Love the music. Let's hear from Carl. Rock it or roll it on the new Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, rock it, man.
You like that one?
David Bowie, so yeah, pretty
sweet. It did have the old school David Bowie. There's a few of those references of Bowie coming through from a lot of reviewers.
Mm.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, mate.
Whoa.
Roll it.
Roll it.
Yeah, okay.
Roll that phone as well, I reckon,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, we won't go back to you, I don't reckon. Lisa, what do you think? Rock it or roll it for the brand new Arctic Monkeys, 4 out of 5?
Oh, I'm going to rock it. That's got a little bit of David Bowie, the cars. It's really funky. No, it's excellent. Excellent stuff. Rock it for sure.
Okay, Lisa. Yeah, it's those vocals, isn't it, that gives that Bowie sound?
Absolutely. But they've still kept their own in it at the start as well, and then they've changed it a bit. And the middle bit, I'm still working that out, some of it, when they went into a real... their lyrics and stuff. Yeah, no, harmony sort of thing. So really love it. Excellent work, boys.
Okay, well, thank you, Lisa. We didn't write it, but we are playing it, so thank you.
Hey, I'll take the credit for sure. We are playing it. What do you think, Aaron? Rock it or roll it for 4 out of 5?
Absolutely rock it. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5?
5 out of 5 for 4 out of 5.
That's really good. Very David Bowie. I know a lot of people have said that, but yeah, really cool.
Aaron, are you an old school Monkees fan?
Oh, I was. I was in London at the time when that "That You Look Good on the Dance Floor" came out.
Huge.
And, yeah, really cool. It's good to see them. Good to see them evolving.
They are evolving, and you know, a lot of bands get critiqued for either not changing enough or changing too much. And so, you know, it's up for debate as to whether they've nailed this one. It is a complex sound and a cool sound.
Final one here from Dan. Rock it or roll it, Dan.
Mate, you got to rock that one.
Oh, okay. There's been a whole bunch of rocks there. Let's head over to our Producer Bell for the final tally. Producer Bell, what is the final tally for the new Arctic Monkey song, 4 out of 5?
80% rock it.
Boom!
Hey,
nice.
There you go. Well, check out the new album. It's called Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. A lot of it sounds pretty similar to this stuff. So if you like the sound of it, you will love the album.
And if you want to have more say on the music that we play, join the Triple M Club at triplem.com.au. Let's rip back into some questions, though, Ollie. Up next, we want to know, what did you sit on after a colleague of ours sat on an insane item here at the Triple M Studios?
Yeah, yes, you heard correctly. What did you sit on? What did you sit on?
It's coming up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Refugee, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Good advice there.
No. Don't.
Good advice for refugees. You don't have to live like a refugee. So there you go, guys. Take that on board.
We'll get into the Pondering Pond soon for Deep Thought of the Week. And again, thank you so much to Associate Professor Alan Duffy for coming in and answering your science questions. For the first time in radio history, science questions being answered. Hey, by the way, I'm pretty sure it's not long now, Ollie, until someone gets a little wax.
Yes, that's right, Tom. I'm getting a hot wax, you could call it, on the backside at 9 p.m. My appointment is happening, and yes, it's happening in the studio. But what are the chances?
It's not a radio stunt.
It is not a stunt. No. It just happens to be happening in that format.
1 hour and 10 minutes until it happens.
Say goodbye to the hair.
Did you?
We should do a funeral for the hair.
No, we shouldn't.
I think people are going to be sad to see it go.
No one's going to be sad to see it go.
Even my girlfriend isn't sad. So anyway, let's move on. That's coming up in about an hour's time.
But speaking of bottoms, Ollie.
Yes, speaking of bottoms, I want to ask this question. What did you sit on? Basic question, very simple question.
Mate, it's a good one for Wacky Wednesday. I said, my dear sir, what did you sit on today at work?
Yeah, exactly right. So Deanna, who works here, I've named her. It's too late to keep her anonymous. Deanna is a bit of a... I don't know. She's not clumsy, but she's a bull in a china shop. You know, she makes a mess of stuff. I think that's fair to say.
By the way, what she sat on is straight out of a cartoon.
It really is. Outside the studio, what she did was she leant over to get to the fridge.
Well, before you explain that, Ollie, we should just explain what's happening here at the Triple M Studios, because it's a pretty cool fit out, isn't it? We've got a couple of leather Chesterfields. There's a big rockin' electric guitar, some exposed brickwork happening, you know, a Marshall speaker.
That's a fridge.
That's a fridge.
Which is the fridge that Deanna was going to, Dirty D, as we call it. So Dirty D was going to the fridge to get, like a water for a guest. This happened yesterday. And she opened the fridge up, bent over, and sat on a cactus. Thanks for support, man. That's great. That's really... Should we try again?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gianna bent over to the Marshall fridge and sat on a cactus. And that was what she felt, that shattering pain in the backside. And the cactus popped out of the plant of the pot. She destroyed the cactus, which was a nice little feature of the studio space. Yeah, yeah. And it's dead now. But what a comical moment.
But you know what was lucky is that sitting next to the cactus, Ollie, was the rock symbol hand. And you don't want to be sitting on that one.
Oh, no. Like the Jamie Lannister golden plated hand.
Some people say it'd just be one in the and then one.
One and one.
Yeah.
Which is a nice start to get things
Not
started.
Not two and then
no,
one.
You don't want two in there and one in there. Although I'm going to be getting one close to there later on in the evening when I get my bum waxed.
Of one big strip.
You're exactly right. So what did you sit on? 133353. No one's called us yet. I would have thought people sitting on stuff happens all the time. I mean, Belle, our producer, was saying that you...
Oh, no, don't go to that.
What? No, not the naughty. No, I'm talking about it was a family thing, wasn't it? Your sibling.
Yeah, what did you sit on?
Well, I didn't sit on something. My brother sat on me when I was a baby. Oh. And yes, you can make all the jokes.
Is that what happened to you?
Yes.
Oh. We always wonder what happened to you.
And
you
sat on
your brother
baby.
Sat on you.
I was in the pram and he sat on me.
Thanks, Dirty D. Thanks so much for talking loudly
Dirty D.
while we're on the air.
Go and sit in a cactus, mate, as you yell into the phone in the background.
133.
I told you, clumsy.
133353. What did you sit on? What did you sit on?
What did you sit on?
What did you sit
Tom,
on?
Tom, what have you sat on in your time? Keep it clean.
I'll tell you in the songs. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Daughter, Pearl Jam, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. No more water glass stuff.
You know, you asked for a glass of water from your producer.
Yeah,
a basic request. Yeah. And I get that it's an espresso glass and it does keep getting emptied very quickly.
Yeah, but you're thirsty.
Well, that's all that's left at this time of night at the office. There is no normal glassware. And I'm forced to drink out of a Peewee cup.
It's
please
insane,
please
it?
Refill it.
It's insane.
Bill.
You are with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. After 8 o'clock, we'll jump into the Pondering Pond for Deep Thought of the Week, as well as asking what's the habit you keep calling someone out for.
But what a fitting question here, Tom, for a wacky Wednesday. What did you sit on? Oh, my dear Lord, sir, what have you sat on? It looks like you have a big stain on your pants. Deanna, Dirty D here at work, she had a couple of spikes sticking out of her backside after she sat in a cactus. Which was just cactus. The whole thing was cactus.
The whole thing was cactus.
The cactus was cactus, by the way. She ruined it. It would have cost probably $20 from a what are they called? Pharmacy? No. Nursery.
Nursery?
That's it.
You wanted to say nursery, but you couldn't think of nursery?
Yep.
Nursery starts with N.
Pot shop. No, it's different. That's different.
It's definitely a pot shop. Hey, Catherine.
Craigslist.
Hello.
What did you sit on?
I have sat on a cactus.
Oh, what? This is wacky.
Join the cactus sitting club with Dirty Deanna at work.
Oh, well. It's not a club.
Well, it's a spiky ass club. Did it hurt?
Yes. I was pushed onto it by my younger brother.
Oh, no.
Oh, shenanigans.
Was that after slipping on a banana peel?
No.
Did your brother mean to push you into a cactus?
He meant to push me over and he was delighted that I landed on the cactus.
And then one of those big anvil things comes down and falls on your head and it goes boing.
Their bottom popped.
Suzanne, what did you sit on?
A snake.
You sat in a snake?
Yeah, I was walking the family dog across the road in a paddock and there was all chopped down trees and everything and I decided to sit down on one of the chopped down trees and I didn't look where I was sitting and I sat down and had a snake come up and hiss at me and try and attack me and of course I ran as fast as I could and
good fake call, Suzanne. I get it. You just wanted to say you sat on a snake. I get it.
Don't call the show pranking us with you've sat in a snake.
You know, Suzanne, come on, mate. That's left for naughty after nine, you know?
I did.
Yeah, well, you know, I did too.
It was
you know?
A one-eyed snake.
Sure.
We get it, Suzanne.
Come on, mate. Oh, come on. Jeez. Belle, let's make sure we don't get any jokes.
She's having a laugh
at
us, Suzanne, and Tom particularly, because she knows what Tom's done in his spare time.
Natalie, what did you sit on?
It wasn't me. It was my cousin. He was about 10 years old and he had a pet rat and he used to have it on his shoulder all the time. Mm. And he went and sat on the couch and it crawled down his back and he sat on it and killed it.
Oh! That's like a Dr. Seuss book, sat in a rat. Then it went splat and that was the end of that.
Oh. Yeah. Good, nice. Ollie, I've found some boing sound effects because that's what I feel like this needs. Oh, I have not played these.
Should we do some live auditioning of these sound effects?
I had a pet rat, and then I sat on that rat. That's Suzanne's story about sitting on a snake.
I've got a second one. I've got a couple. Do you want another one?
Okay. So we'll go with the same. No. Okay, let's hear from Jason, and then you can add the sound in.
All right. Perfect. Jason, what did you sit on?
Wasn't me, mate. Just a colleague at work and in the construction industry. So we work outdoors.
Yeah.
We were in Port Hedland working up there, and some smoko time, we decided, we're going to go and sit down and have a smoko. And he sat down on a pallet. Wooden pallet. But unfortunately, the pallet had been broken, and he ended up with a 6-inch piece of timber well and truly embedded in his behind.
Was he pretty injured?
Yeah, it was actually. He ended up having to be, we had to cart him back to a hospital, which wasn't a comfortable trip, I can tell you. And after they removed that, he had to be flown back to Perth for surgery.
Oh my God.
Ended up missing about 6 weeks' work, so it wasn't, it wasn't too funny. He wasn't seeing the funny side of it at all.
No, it's not funny.
It's not, definitely.
It's, not as much as we found amusement in it.
I mean, it's definitely not hilarious.
It's no cactus, though.
No, it's no cactus.
Or sitting on a snake.
Oh, but that was just a joke call. I mean, Suzanne, never call again, seriously.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, it is, baby. And there's only an hour, Ollie, until your backside gets waxed.
Getting closer.
It's not a radio stunt. It's just coinciding with a previous appointment that you booked
in. Yep, I had an appointment made yesterday. I was aware the show was on, obviously, but it's coincided.
I mean, look, you made the appointment on the show, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not a radio stunt. No. We don't do that stuff.
Do you think I'm going to be, like, lying flat down or sitting, like, lying on my back, like, half somersault, legs in the air?
You're not holding your legs in the air, like.
Well, how else do you access that rather concave area?
You've never been to the doctors and had that area checked?
No, I'm not you. I haven't had every ailment under the sun associated with the backside.
Okay, we don't need to go into it. But
I could list them, but it would take all night.
You're probably going to tuck your knees up to your chest.
Tuck my knees to my... Well, that's what I was saying. So on my back?
No, not on your... No, no.
Like that? That's what I do? No? Like as if I was going, oh, I'm farting.
No. No, you're not on your back with your legs in the
air,
mate.
I'm lying down on my stomach.
You're lying down on your side with your knees tucked up to your chest.
Belle's doing it in a weird way.
Producer Belle.
Is that what she's doing? Is that what I'm doing?
You're lying down on your side with your knees tucked to your chest. How hard is
like
that to explain?
Like almost fetal.
It's radio, well, yes. Fetal. Like fetal.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's good to know because I've got to get mentally prepped. I don't know. I'm not the expert, mate. You've probably done it before.
That's in an hour's time. I certainly have.
You've had everything checked.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been waxed.
Hemorrhoids.
Okay.
That's true. It's a true story. Tell everyone how you had hemorrhoids.
Up next.
Tell everyone.
Deep thought of the week. We'll jump in the pondering pond. Seriously, mate. You need to get a grip. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's just there's lines that you can cross and just don't mention that. Okay. Glory days, Bruce Springsteen, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Not long now until the backside is waxed from over the other side of the desk.
Glory days indeed, Tom. After that job's done, it's going to be, a baby's bum is what I'll have and what you'll be looking at.
Yep, it'll be in Naughty After Nine. Just again, it's not a radio stunt. So, don't go, this has been done. It's like, no, well, we're not doing it for that. He's just got an appointment, okay, guys? Seriously.
Deep thought of the week.
Nice to dive in.
It's my favourite time.
Can you dive in?
No.
No. Too shallow. You are, of course, too shallow.
Welcome to the pondering pond. Pretty simple.
Sorry.
What?
Just got a text from my girlfriend, Sarah.
Can I just explain what deep thought of the week is?
You're waxing your bum? Question mark? I'm pretty sure I told her. I told her.
Can we please get...
I did tell her.
Ollie's girlfriend, Sarah, on the phone right now, please,
and also,
Producer Belle.
Half the nation knows about it, Sarah, so why don't you listen to the show?
Yeah, get her on the show right now, Producer Belle.
You're waxing your bum, question mark. Well, if you weren't drunk last night, maybe then you would know about it.
You just got an oh my God from Producer Belle. Hey, welcome to the Pondering Pond, guys, as we get Ollie's girlfriend on the phone to break the news that Ollie's... backside is being waxed.
It's been broken, apparently.
Nationally across the country. I wanted to say to you that this is a great time to sit, reflect, relax. It's Wacky Wednesday. Let's all have some deep thoughts.
Can I start off?
Yes.
Just to get in the good books again, me and my girlfriend Sarah were having a lovely chat last night, and one of us used the phrase, "You complete me," which was a sweet, sweet moment. I think I said it. Probably me. Sounds like the kind of thing I'd say. And she said, "Yeah, do I? Yeah, it's like a puzzle piece. But the phrase, you complete me, does that imply that everyone you've ever met, they all also complete you a little bit? So it's not just one person. Like I need the cleaners here at work.
Thought of the week.
They complete me. Don't cut.
Yeah, it's just going for a very long time. We're going to cut Deep Thought of the Week just here, just quickly. Hello, Sarah, Ollie's girlfriend.
Hello, Tom.
Sarah,
what do you mean? You're texting me now saying you're waxing your bum. Don't play dumb on this. I've told you I'm getting a wax.
I know that you're talking about, like, it was funny because you're doing, like, talking about your options on the radio. I didn't know you were actually going to do it.
Yes, I am doing it because it's going to be refreshing. It's going to be a good learning curve for the lads.
How do you feel about this, Sarah?
Ah, you should see my face. My brow is severely furrowed right now.
Well, have you waxed it?
No, I get threading, sorry.
Good threading. I might thread my bum.
Oh, wow. Ollie, do you understand how painful it's going to be?
Sarah, I'm doing this for you.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, it'd be nicer for you.
Oh, goodness me. I didn't ask for this.
I know you didn't ask. It's my gift for your 30th birthday.
That's a shocker. I want a refund.
Hey, Sarah, I'm now going to put an open invite. If you'd like to come in and watch it being done, you're more than welcome to come into the studio.
And direct it. Give direction to which hair you want to keep, what you want to save.
Would you like to come in?
What you want to make a wig out of?
No, I feel like I need to be as far removed from this as possible.
Well, it's on live on Facebook, so you can catch it. If you're in bed, you'll be able to watch it on Tom and Ollie. And don't worry, I'll bring you home a hot wax strip.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're actually doing this. Who's doing it? It's not Tom, is it?
No. Tom likes his bum hair. What a weirdo.
But who's actually doing the waxing? Is it a professional?
Holly Hayes from Karen Lab.
Holly Hayes.
Oh, Holly, good. I'm glad you're in professional hair.
An absolute professional. We have to go, Sarah. We're in the pondering pond.
Oh, okay. Ponder well. Oh, my goodness. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for the text.
133353. Give us your deep thought of the week before we go. I'll just give you a one. Are the naughty toys alive in the Toy Story universe?
What?
Deep thought of the week.
Naughty toys, Ollie. Naughty toys.
Oh.
133353. Do you have a deep thought of the week? If you do, we'd love for you to join us in the pondering pond and get it out nationally. Across Australia. Get it out into the open. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. When I come around, Green Day, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. It's going to be fun. Only 40 minutes ago till Naughty After 9 and that waxing begins. We'll also get to what's the best story ever, I reckon. Or what's the habit you keep calling someone out for. We have questions here and it's time to jump into the pondering pond.
Sure is.
Deep thought of the week.
My headphones weren't working. Sorry. What did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay.
One 133353. It's time for your deep thoughts. No. I'll just play this.
Call now.
Oh, abrasive and aggressive.
Has to be.
I've paid my entry fee of $15. Yeah. I've gone to the change rooms. I put my robe on. I've put my shoes in the locker. I've locked it up. I've come into the pondering pond. I've waded in, disrobed, pre-wading in, and now you're playing Call Now as if no one's caught up. Yeah, okay. I didn't realise that. Yeah, fair enough.
When people talk about time travelling to the past, now this, of course, is my own thoughts. This is not from
is
Shower
it?
Thoughts.
Okay.
It's not from Shower Thoughts on Reddit.
Put your phone away then.
When people talk about time travelling to the past, they worry about radically changing the present by doing something small.
Yes, that's true. Common theme in movies.
But barely anyone in the present really thinks that they can radically change the future by doing something small.
Wow.
Deep thought of the week.
And you're sure that was your thought? Because that was
100.
Good.
Stop asking. Percento.
That was good though, Tom.
Thank you.
So, if I said to you, you're a great guy, do you reckon that will change the future?
Yeah, that's why I keep asking you to give me, just give me anything.
Compliments, but you're just needy. That's just you being needy.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Whoa. Chill.
That was a good way to enter the pond, Craig.
Okay, are you naked, Craig?
I'm in the pond and I'm swimming like a frog.
Nice. Mm. The tadpole movement.
Maybe. But the question I have is, if gas is lighter than air, why is my gas bottle heavier when it's full than when it's empty?
If gas is lighter than air, is that premise true in the first place?
Yes, it is.
Isn't air a gas?
I don't think gas is lighter than air.
No, but LPG is lighter than air. Then why is my gas bottle heavier?
Stand by.
Surely when the gas
we'll be using the Pondering Pond's number one resource, Google, to find out.
Can I put my 2 cents in? The gas in the gas bottle isn't sitting there in a natural state. It's been compressed and condensed so that lots is in there, surely.
It's in a pond.
LPG or
you're in a pond.
LPG or propane and butane is heavier than air.
Is it? Oh, no. Mm. I've got to find another pond.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Craig, never come back. Disgusting.
Alex.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Thanks, mate. Feels good.
Oh, have you had a back wax as well, Alex?
Just slightly, mate.
Yeah.
You would like to comment on my deep thought about if the naughty toys are alive in the Toy Story universe.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, if they did come alive,
naughty, yeah,
like all the other toys, mate, would they be called Buzz and Woody?
I was thinking like just like a Sergeant Vibrator, but just Buzz.
Deep thought of the week.
Okay, it's 20 past
mate,
8.
The word vibrator isn't offensive. My phone is a vibrator.
Oh,
it vibrates.
So
but Buzz is better. Mr. Buzz.
And Woody.
And Mrs. Woody. No.
And Mr. Potato Head. Don't put your hand on your head, Producer Bell. Hey, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate.
Come on, Bell. Come on, mate.
What is your deep thought?
My deep thought is your friend that had the gas bottle said it's lighter than air.
Yeah.
Why is it heavier?
Yeah.
Because it's in a liquefied state.
Because it's LPG, liquefied gas.
That's it.
Well,
liquefied petroleum gas.
I was about to have a go at Michael because I don't... People calling up just going, I want to correct that person. But Michael, if you're right, I respect you.
Thank you very much. You have a great night.
All right,
deep thought of the week.
He's off. Somewhere to be. Got to go and correct other radio stations. Like a policeman, radio policeman. On your Sergeant Michael. Constable Michael, probably
well
more
done.
Accurate.
Well done. Well, good Pondering Pond, guys. Nice stuff.
Not a full pond.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about how many calls we got. It's not something that we need to do. You're with Tom and Ollie. Uh-huh.
Huh?
On Triple M. Zombie. Bad wolves.
That's it.
Bad wolves.
No, I was band wolves. Band of wolves.
No, you'd be wrong if you said that.
That's
jeez,
silly.
Who would say that? You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We will ask, what's the habit you keep calling someone out for very soon?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be good. What is the habit that you get called out for yourself or you call someone out for?
And not long till the waxing for Naughty After Nine. But Ollie, annoyingly, I find you saying that you're the music guy on this show.
Yes, well, I am. I'm a DJ for one, but I love my music. And you love Pink. You've seen her world tour. Love the trapeze act.
Ollie, I don't love Pink, but when she's saying, raise your glasses to the roof, just come on it. I have to sing along.
No, it's not come on it. Come on end. Come on
end. Come on end.
What do you think it was?
I thought it was come on it. Come on it.
Come on it. No, okay. Oh. Interesting. Reading on that one.
But Ollie, I found myself being the music guy.
What? Amongst who? You and your mum?
No. Just in the car, I've discovered something absolutely incredible.
Okay.
Now, I know I might be a little bit late to the game.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
But Bruce Springsteen's album is incredible, Born to Run. It's an incredible album.
I told you yesterday, because you love Gang of Youths, I said, listen to Bruce Springsteen's album, Born to Run, and you did that.
Mm.
Can I give you...
Oh, and you found it good?
I found it really, really good. Can you believe that?
It's weird, isn't it? Who would have thought that the boss was, I don't know, the boss?
We don't have the songs that I want, but Meeting Across the River on his album Born to Run.
Yeah, you like that one?
Insane. Meeting Across the River.
I actually haven't heard that one, to be honest. I'm sorry. I'm not a huge boss man, but I'm across the big ones, and I know he influences a lot of music these days.
And Ollie, Jungle Land, which finishes off Born to Run,
that is
an absolute epic. I mean, it goes for like 9 minutes, but what an absolute legend of music. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Do I need to sell this to you? Because the use of the 1, 2, 3, 4 we Born to Run is musical genius.
You may as well come onto the Triple M, onto this station and this show, and go, "How good's rock and roll music, guys?"
Like,
what you're doing.
Like, can I just play you a bit of Born to Run? It's insane. It's like this is a musical genius.
We play it all the time.
And this part, down. Like, who does that? You know. It's just insane stuff.
Well, yeah, it's great to...
Oh, God.
Look,
I just really like
maybe
it.
Maybe it's a good chance now to launch into another question on the board that has been there for a while. Have you never heard of Bruce Springsteen?
Because
you've just discovered him. Is anyone out there driving along in their car?
We do want to play this, which is Have You Never Heard Of?
Have you never heard of? And the question is, have you never heard of Bruce Springsteen? The boss. Is anyone listening? I mean, you would think that the bulk of our audience are big fans of, or at least across, the work of the boss. But you never know. So,
okay, the long shot has been put into the stratosphere.
Be honest.
133353. Have you never heard of Bruce Springsteen? Give us a call.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sometimes an answer leads to even more questions.
I got bitten by a redback. On my private part.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, look, I know I'm late to the game, but I've just discovered Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen's breakthrough album.
Yeah, I think it's his third album.
From 1975. It's the one that really set him on fire, you could say, Ollie.
Yeah, and I thought, let's ask the question. It is a long shot, but the idea of someone having never heard of something, it came to me because a friend of mine had never heard of Andrew Bolt, which I was shocked by. Andrew Bolt is a columnist.
From the greatest TV show ever, The Bolt Report.
Exactly right.
Oh,
and his
mate,
famous
I love
column,
my right-wing media.
His famous column in the News Corp papers. So I thought, have you never heard of someone? And Bruce Springsteen is the perfect launching pad to start this off. Have you never heard of Bruce Springsteen? You would think on Triple M everyone's heard of Bruce.
There's no way that someone has never heard of Bruce Springsteen is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And yet... we have received a couple of calls, most of them probably just weirdos, but Liz has got through on the phone lines, past Belle, our producer, the gatekeeper. Liz, have you never heard of Bruce Springsteen?
Okay, so I've heard his name, but I've never heard a song, and I couldn't name a single song.
Oh, okay.
Did you know he was a singer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through a couple of songs then. Right. Have you heard this song, Dancing in the Dark?
Have you been to a wedding, mate?
Yeah.
Have you lived?
Have you heard this song, Born to Run?
No.
No? Okay, have you heard this song, Glory Days?
No.
No? Okay, have you heard this song, I'm on Fire?
No.
Are you joking? Okay, have you heard this song, Born in the USA?
No!
Are you joking?
Liz, have you lived?
Hang on, finally. Oh, sorry, there's one more in here. Have you heard this song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Oh, didn't play.
One time when Zeta stuffs up. Oh, jeez.
He does not sing that.
He does.
He wrote it.
He wrote it?
Sorry, seriously, Liz.
Turn it off, Tom. Liz, what's your deal? What happened to your life when nothing happened? How did you end up here?
I don't know. I grew up listening to R&B.
Why are you listening to Triple M then?
My fiance's driving.
What did she say?
My fiance's driving. Well, Liz, switch off, mate. I think this
I thought you said Beyonce's driving. I was like, that checks out for R&B Fridays.
They never say for listeners to switch off, but Liz, it's time to switch off, mate.
Mate, go home, listen to Born to Run. Yeah. You fool.
It will change your life.
It's already changed Tom's life.
Oh, mate, amazing stuff. Ollie, the waxers have arrived. 20 minutes until your back wax.
I have a concern to raise about the backside waxing. I have a major concern.
Up next?
Yes.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Sounds of then, Ganga Jang, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Absolutely insane that we just found Liz, who didn't know who Bruce Springsteen was. Just absolutely insane stuff. And Naughty After Nine isn't far away, Ollie. And I know you've got some doubts about the bottom waxing. You've got some movement, so to speak, but can we please hold them till Naughty After Nine?
I did something today, an activity that has caused a negative result on the body.
Okay, no. This all needs to save it for 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Save it for 15 minutes because I think we just need to all recollect our thoughts. There'll be plenty of time to talk waxing after 9 o'clock. So
do you want to use
late.
This last chance before we get naughty in waxing to get a message out that you've had for a long time, Tom? Do you want to send that? Because on the board here, it says Tom's got a message to send out to someone. Do you want to? It's been there for a while. Maybe the message you had to send has gone cold. I don't know.
Okay. For sure. Ollie, I'll put your mind back to Melbourne 2007.
Okay. So we were 17 years old.
On the train lived a popular newspaper called the MX.
Yes.
Did it not?
Yes, a free publication that had trivial articles about who's hot, who's not.
Well, what was one of those features that regularly, as a young boy, you would turn to?
Yeah. I think it was called He's Looking at You.
He's Looking at You.
Not His, He's. He's Looking at You.
He is looking at you.
You might have read it as He's Looking at You. It was He's Looking at You, like He's Talking to You, whatever that saying is.
Okay. And that pretty much involved maybe people that you'd seen on the train that you'd like to give a shout out to and go, hey, if you want to meet, I'm going to be at this cafe. Yep. Come meet me for a coffee. I'll be wearing a red scarf.
It was almost always, hey, suave man in a suit. I loved your book that you're reading and you had your coffee. Let's get one together.
Brilliant.
Hot chick, 95.
Here's what I want to do. 133353. Do you have a message you want to get to a hottie?
We are a national show.
That's fine.
So we're sending out national hottie messages?
Absolutely. And now I'm not, I don't want to be like, oh, great hair, sick, blah, 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 blah. Like, let's all be respectful here. We don't need to be like, yeah, sweet.
Oh, I would never go on air and go, I just wouldn't do that because it'd be embarrassing.
But you do that most nights. So I don't know why you're doing
so
it.
So just
now.
To clarify, I'm glad you're saying you want to send a message out and that's the offering you're suggesting here because it did say, do you have MSG for someone? And I thought you wanted to give MSG to hotties.
No, that's a message from our producer, Belle. She wrote it shorthand.
Not chicken.
Because she's a millennial poison. And she's used to texting.
Oh, Belle.
Here's what I want to do. I want you to send messages to hotties. All right, and they're love messages. They're like, meet me here. So,
is there a regular person that you see around town?
Ollie. No, I'm not sending a message to you.
Oh, just get my attention. Glad tuned out. So it's good you said Ollie.
There is a man at my gym.
Yeah.
That is insanely good looking.
I'm listening.
Like, insanely good looking. And the message I want to send to him.
Sorry, give us some visuals.
Beard.
Oh, yeah.
Ripped.
Mm.
Like, just Hagrid. almost movie star. Like, you go, you have to be an actor because you're so good looking. Like, it's almost like a Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, God.
So, straight dudes would find him hot. Like, he's just a hot dude.
Did you say Liam Hemsworth?
Yes.
You meant Chris?
No, Liam.
Liam's not beardy, though.
Nah. Isn't Liam the one in
The Dressmaker?
The Dressmaker.
He is.
And he's beardy. He looks like that. He's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Okay, I guess Chris is more of a Thor clean-shaven look. But I think Chris's beard is actually thicker. Anyway, I take your point. He's a hottie. And what do you want to say to him?
I want to say, damn, you're hot. Meet me at the gym tomorrow at 2 o'clock if you're keen.
Have you got a boyfriend?
Yeah, that's fine. We're open. Whatever. Right.
Now, the thing is, the clever thing I've done there is I said meet me at the gym. Now, I know he goes to that gym. And so I'm trying to
link. To avoid the awkwardness, he'll have to stop going to his gym to avoid that date.
Exactly. I've also snitched him into getting with me.
You're going to say, and you can spot me. I'll do the bench press. Don't wear undies.
133353, is there a message you want to send to a hottie? Have you seen someone on the street that takes your fancy?
Yep.
And you want to let them know? 133353. Give us a call.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Share it with the world.
If you want to find love, you've got to put yourself out there.
Yeah. 133353. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Scar tissue could be coming up very soon. In real life, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, not far away, is Naughty After Nine.
Red Hot Chili Poopers.
Oh. Let's save all this for after 9 o'clock.
Save the gags.
Because the rear is about to be waxed in a non-radio stunt.
Save the gags until I'm in deep pain and discomfort. I have concerns.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
I know you have concerns.
Can I just tell you briefly one issue that I have?
No. You're going to save it till after 9.
No, there's lots to get into. There's lots to get into, right? And we're going to get into the details with the girls from Karen Lab. Just want to say one thing before we get there. Today I went mountain biking.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because I do that.
No, you needed to prepare.
How do you prepare for a bum wax? Sitting on your ass all day?
Have you heard of colonic irrigation?
Well, I wish I'd done that because, you know, I'm really starting to overthink everything that I've consumed and I'm worried about movements down there. But the issue with the mountain biking was there's a bit of chafe. And I'm worried how visual that's going to be, how much it's going to extend to, you know, Holly. How much is Holly prepared to see here? I don't want to be showing off chafe.
Okay, this is where you need to hang tight because up next...
I'm hanging tight, don't you worry.
Oh.
Contracted. Nothing's loose.
Up next, we're going to start the journey towards a hairless rear end.
And it's not a radio stunt.
No, definitely not. Don't go anywhere.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.